Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 113, a survival guide for aspiring creatives.
Yun. Why are we talking about this?
Why?
Admit ko na, super na-trigger ako. I think it was 2 weeks ago or maybe a week ago when you showed me this post of na-meet mo ba siya sa
Comiket.
So, I guess he's an artist. I haven't heard about him. Wow, Shade. But it's the first time I've learned of him when you showed me his Facebook status.
Mm-mm. Ano muna yung Facebook status?
Hindi ko nababasahin kasi baka pag in-unearth natin, matrigger na naman ako.
Pero tatlo yun eh. Tatlong posts yun.
Let's just focus on...
Na consecutive posts, di ba?
Let's just focus on the first one. Yung nag-viral.
Nag-viral naman lahat.
Parang pinaka-viral
kasi lahat nag-backread.
But anyway, yung parang inciting post to us when... Sige na, pangalanan na natin.
His name is Marius
yan.
Black.
Well, it's a screen name, I bet. Yun. So, yung artist's name ay Marius Black. And he said, parang mala, he just came from his first...
One-man show.
And, you know, probably he was... on a high, na parang, woo, one-man show.
Nakabenta yata siya ng marami.
Oo. So, it was successful. He said that you are an artist, or if you're an artist, or a true artist, kailangan nakakagawa ka ng art every 2 weeks. Or parang, you have to keep on creating art.
Oo.
Yun.
Kumbaga, you have to, kung kakayanin mo, yung ibang post niya para sinasabi, kung kakayanin mo mag-art everyday, gawin mo.
Or parang kung nakaka-Facebook ka, kaya
yun.
Mo mag-art. Parang ganun. So parang...
To put it in context, feeling ko rin, binabasa ko kasi yung ibang... Fina-follow ko siya eh.
Yeah.
Friends kami sa Facebook. Fina-follow ko siya. May ano talaga siya, para may mga posts siya na inspirational. Inspirational posts for artists. Motivation posts.
So siya yung Rendon Labrador ng art.
Yes. Yes. Exacto yun. If Rendon Labrador is to weightlifting.
Hindi. MMA yata.
Hindi,
I don't know.
O basta.
Basta.
Pag-gym.
Kamachohan.
Kamachohan. Fitness, whatever.
Hmm.
Ito, siya yung Rendon Labrador of art.
Art.
Of drawing.
Of painting, I guess. Uh-oh. Whatever.
So anyway, yung kumalat yung post niya, marami nag-react.
Super dami. And
ang unang nag-react nga, weird,
oh,
is yung ano, the comics community that,
yes,
I know.
Who are so welcoming, inclusive, parang they're so happy to,
yeah, kasi,
support,
diba,
each other.
Just almost a year ago, sumama ka sa akin sa Manila Book Fair.
Yes, yes.
And you actually met my friends, like sila, in the comic scene, like sila Tarantadong Calvo,
yes,
Paolo Heras.
Yes.
And super, walang ka rockstar, ano, di ba? Yung community namin, di ba?
Oh, I mean, even the more popular ones, like yun nga, like Tarantadong Calvo and Julien, sobrang walang ere, di ba? Almost like, shy.
Right, even go, kahit sila Sir Paul Medina Jr.
Yes.
Di ba sila?
Wala kang ganyan. Or, I guess, sige, let's, for me kasi.
Ganun lang, si Budget Pan.
Yes. Pero
diba?
Parang, maybe for him, motivational thing yan. But yung dating kasi ay, you're not doing enough as an artist. Parang, you have to be this and this. You have to be doing this and this. Or else you're not an artist. Parang, ano, I mean, I guess, parang masculinity, di ba? You're not an artist enough if you're not doing this. So, ang dami talagang na-trigger at isa ako dun. Na deeply ako na-affect. Tsaka parang
yung mga you're not blank enough to join our community. May ganun yung parang gatekeeping, di ba?
Yes.
Sa LGBTQ, di ba? Parang you're not gay enough.
Oh, or ito.
You're not woke enough.
You're not an artist enough because you're not doing art every 2 weeks. Tapos,
nung kumalat from the comics community, na maliit lang naman, tsaka magkakakilala, kumalat to the art scene.
Yes.
Tapos from the art scene,
kumalat sa advertising.
Tapos, kumalat to the film.
Sa film. And screenwriting. TV. Yes.
Doon na, di ba?
So, sobrang nang dahil na.
Tapos, ayan na yung mga memes. Yung favorite ko is the Derek Ramsey meme.
Oo. Pare pulis ako.
First panel was yung pare pulis ako. Nakatutok ng baril si Derek Ramsey. Tapos, yung next panel, panel number 2. 2 weeks ka nandiyan nagdo-drawing.
Tangina talaga. Like, ako, let me just express why I got so affected and why I was offended. Like, deeply affected. Because suddenly, parang ano siya eh. Sinabi niya, hindi ka artist kung hindi ka nagda-drawing every 2 weeks. So, syempre, pag nabasa mo yun, teka lang, I consider myself an artist. Pero wait, hindi ba ako nagda-drawing? Hindi ba ako nag-art? For like when? Ano ba? A month? Because I was busy at work. I was busy doing...
And you traveled pa, di ba?
Yes, for work. So parang, so that makes me not an artist anymore. And the more I felt small and almost non-existent, parang in-invalidate niya yung pagiging, yung identity ko as an artist, di ba? Mm-hmm. I mean, I identify myself as an artist. Parang, tagal ko nang di nag-exhibit. Like, last exhibit ko was, what? I was in high school.
Mm-mm.
So, parang pinafeel niya sa akin na, no high school, siguro artist ka. Ngayon, hindi ka na artist. Masakit siya. Masakit siya. Especially for someone like me, who loved doing art, who loved painting, who loved illustrating. And then someone says that about being an artist. Like, sino ka ba? Tapos, ayun na, mapupunta na, sino ka ba? Tapos, yung susunod mong titingnan, maganda ba yung gawa mo? So, parang, oh my God. And then, nag-evolve yung usap about, I guess, nag-reflect yung mga tao na, I guess,
no, wait, hindi ka unique dun ha? Kasi ang daming naghalit talaga rin.
Super, super.
Parang ano ka na nga eh? So, the third wave ka na.
Yes.
Medyo na-late ka
nga. No, because I was stopping myself. Kasi parang, meron akong, syempre, vina-value ko naman yung sarili ko, di ba?
Tapos matagal yung ano mo. Kasi buong linggo, isang linggo kang galit eh.
Oo. As in,
actually, hanggang ngayon nga medyo.
Galit pa rin ako. Exactly. Galit pa rin ako kasi parang sino ka ba? But anyway, I'll get there bago ko na naka-move on dyan. So, yung mga reactions ng mga tao, yung iba, aling, as in ako, katulad ko, mas yung identity nila as an artist. Yung iba naman, parang teka lang, bakit mo sinasabi na 2 weeks? Parang ayaw mo magpahinga. Parang dinedevalue mo yung mga artist na on hiatus or on like mental health break. So parang pag naka-health, mental health break ka, hindi ka artist. Like why does it fucking expire? Yun. So ang dami din ganun na parang mahalaga yung break, mahalaga yung...
Oo nga.
Yun. Na I believe, as in I believe in what they said.
Oo.
Yun. Tapos parang, I guess what... Pero, kaya ako naka-move on ng konti. Like, when I'm reminded, I'm still annoyed. But when I analyzed why I was so affected, is because mediocre siya. Yung gawa niya, yung art niya, na pinagyayabang niya, na ginagawa niya fucking every 2 weeks, hindi naman sila, I mean, hindi sila parang maaalala mo. Hindi sila parang masterpiece na, alam mo yun, madidescribe mo yung isang painting niya. Like, I'd rather have one masterpiece that the world will forever remember than draw every 2 weeks, paint every 2 weeks of the same thing. Na walang idea, na walang concept, na puro dark shit. Diba?
Actually, strangely, dahil sa kakabasa ko, kakabackread ko ng mga comments sa mga personal posts, marami ako natutunan sa art history.
Diba? Oh.
Na si Da Vinci pala, ang daming na hindi natapos. As, yes. At ano siya? Yung parang sinasabi na sa kanya nung mga Verrocchio types na mga, managers. Even the, ano to? The Medici's.
Mga patrons.
Uy, tapusin mo na. Ganun pala.
Yes.
And si ano na yun? Hello, Leonardo Da Vinci na yun.
Diba? Or parang,
tapos marami rin painters pala na may hiatuses.
I mean, kung si Ben Cab yung nagsabi nun na parang kung hindi kayo nagpe-paint every 2 weeks, medyo may parang shit.
Although, devil's advocate, napag-usapan rin niya ng mga comic book friends ko.
Oh.
Yesterday, when I went out with them. Bakit raw ba yung mga nag-react dun sa Facebook? Kasi ako hindi rin ako nag-react masyado eh.
Yeah, pero ikaw yung parang, uy, tignan mo.
Ano na naman eh, sumasaw-saw lang ako sa intrigue eh.
Oh.
Bakit daw, dun sa mga nag-react, which marami ah.
Mm.
Bakit daw na, okay, opinion mo yan, magsalita ka, go, pero wala akong pakialam sa'yo, di kita kilala, I'll just do my own work. Bakit daw triggered yung iba, like you? But, ako, but why couldn't you just ignore it?
Because I feel for not just myself, like, ito, walang, I mean, medyo mayabang, but of course ako, meron na akong mga nagawa, nakapag-exhibit ako. Kumbaga, in a way, I was able to establish myself as an artist before. I may not be active anymore or hindi na ako as relevant as yung mga current artist ngayon. Pero, alam mo yun, meron na akong, kumbaga, na-prove ko naman siguro yung sarili ko, no? Yun. What about the people who are just starting? What about the people na parang gusto nilang mag-try? Tapos nabasa nila yun. Na-discourage na agad. Tapos, nakakatawa din kasi yung thought na oo nga naman, nobody siya. Or like, alam mo yun, yung in the bigger, tama naman yung friends mo, yun, parang, pwede, afford nating hindi siya pansinin, di ba? Kasi parang, sino ka ba? Si Ben Cab ka ba? Or like,
pero yun na nga, bakit, ba? Bakit, kayo na nga, if hindi nga siya si Ben Cab, bakit triggered lahat?
Because I think mali yung sinabi niya. Yung value na ini-instill niya, or yung value na pinagyayabang niya, sinisigaw niya sa mundo in public, questionable. And I would liken it into like, may nakita kang not so popular, like ordinary person na inaapakan niya yung dreams ng ibang tao. Maybe not your dreams, pero inaapakan niya yung dreams ng ibang tao. Tinataihan niya yung ano, yung ibang tao. Wala ka bang sasabihin? Hindi mo ba sasabihin ano, diba? Mali yung ginagawa niya?
Sa superhero movies, yung, hey, why don't you pick on someone your own size? Diba?
No, but he is picking on everyone. Not just, alam mo yun, it's not about size eh. It's about, dude, mali yung ginagawa mo. Mali yung sinabi mo. There is a better way to say it.
Kahit nga mali sinasabi niya, being Facebook, ba't hindi na lang na parang, dude, mali sinasabi mo, bahala ka dyan.
Kasi meron siyang konting audience. Nag-exhibit nga eh. May mga taong naniniwala sa kanya. Na parang,
kasi kung meron, hindi nga lang siya nobody. Kung meron siyang exhibit.
He is sort of somebody, I guess. Sort of somebody. Alam mo yun?
Hindi, tsaka yung ano niya, yung booth niya sa Eton Centris.
Oh. May mga bumili, diba?
Marami. Oh, tsaka yung mga artista bumibili sa kanya.
See? So, I mean, people sort of believe in him. And then you go shit. You have a mild minor fame and you say these things.
Pero ako, looking at it, nabilang kilala ko rin si Rendon Labador. Hi, hi Don.
Yeah, you worked together. Yeah. Oh. And I think I met him.
Yes. Twice.
Wait siya, sobrang iba.
Nandun rin siya din sa fully booked screening, di ba?
Sobrang iba.
Yeah. Hello, Rendon. What's this?
Persona yon.
Oo, persona yon. Kumbaga para siyang wrestler na
nagpe-pretend.
Or gym, gym instructor na style na
may character.
Drill sergeant. Oo, na parang, 5 push-ups, 20 push-ups, parang gano'n. Yung persona niya.
Pero naiintindihan ko ng slight, hindi ako apologist, like, mali pa din yung ginagawa.
I mean, we're for marketing. May ganyang marketing eh. Yung parang,
yes.
Diba?
Pero kasi, exercise, quantifiable siya, may discipline siya, may reps talaga siya, may science siya. Itong art, talaga? Saan mo nakuha yung packet na 2 weeks? Hindi, saan niya nakuha yung 2 weeks?
Mag-painting ka ng 48 hours, walang tulog, pwede ka ma-heart attack.
So, saan niya nga nakuha yung 2 weeks? So, people are asking him, i-review mo yung...
Ayun na nga.
Yung, to sobrang coward when people were...
Sumasagot siya.
Were questioning na parang, saan mo nakuha yan 2 weeks? Diba? Saan, anong science nun?
Oh.
Ano yeah, ay, opinion ko lang naman.
Ay.
Wait, parang, ang supot mo. Diba? Mm. Wait, so cop out. Yung parang tapang-tapangan ka dyan, bold statements ka. Tapos biglang, it's just my opinion. If you can't deal with it, it's my opinion. Okay. Yun. So, I think we've discussed this for too long, but this is why we want to talk about the survival guide for aspiring artists. Because people like this kill your drive or can kill your dreams or can kill your will to make art. Diba? Mm. So, I just...
Even your will to live. Sobra naman.
No? Ni naman. Will to create art lang. Ayun. So, I guess, just a sidebar and probably I'm gonna use this episode as an opportunity to share this. Now, whenever people... Ano siya, sore topic sa akin yung exhibit painting. Na I always feel people think I'm a waste or like I've wasted my chance or my talent or whatever. Sore topic siya sa akin. Like, nahahurt ako. May tenderness. Whenever people ask me, nagpa-paint ka pa ba? Kailan ka ulit mag-exhibit? Ganon. Nung bata ka, ang galing-galing mo. Ganyan. Pero, just to share, I think I'm going through some form of trauma. Kasi,
ano ba nangyari? Where does your trauma stem from?
Kasi, okay, nung nag... I really paused painting nung nag-high school kasi gusto ko ng parang high school experience na hindi gifted child or whatever. Tapos, nag-aral na ako sa fine arts ng VizCom. Tapos, hindi siya studio arts, diba? Like, ano siya, pa-advertising siya. Also. Graphic design, ganun. And then, yun, na-feel ko when I started working again, na parang, uy, parang gusto ko nang mag-paint ulit. And I had this idea. I found this new experimental art style. Not naman experimental, but like an update of what people have seen when I was younger. And iba din yung concept. Like, I was known to paint mother and children. And that's not where my mind is anymore. Mm. So, or my heart is anymore. So, I wanted to evolve yung mga ideas ko of pagiging babae, ganyan, relationships, whatever.
This was 2013, by the way.
Yes. So, I started painting. I had like probably 10 pieces, 10, wow. 15 pieces. And then, bumaha. Bumagyo.
Anong ano to? Undoy ba?
I think, and then, Habagat.
Habagat.
Nabaha yung bahay namin. So, I lost all like 10 or 20. Imagine losing, I don't know, ano ba equivalent nun, children? Diba? Losing things that you, inirim mo yun, ipinaghirapan mo, tapos nabaha sila. So, after nun, parang nawalan talaga ako ng gana. And to Marius, I hope I am allowed na mawalan ng gana, diba? I hope I'm allowed to go through that pain. So, I'm still trying. I paint from time to time, pa isa-isa.
But also, you switch to digital eh, diba?
Naniniwala naman akong kaya ko naman mag-switch
back and forth.
But I don't feel that urge. Like, meron akong pa isa-isa, diba, when I painted yung...
Pero buhay naman yung Instagram account mo eh. CJ loves to draw.
But that's drawing. Those are illustrations. Yeah. Hindi siya parang i-exhibit or hindi siya babayaran ng malaki.
Pero pipilosopohin ka ni Marius.
Oh.
Eh, art din naman yung ginagawa mo na illustration.
Sabi mo hindi.
Kung 2 weeks
sabi niya hindi. Ay, hindi din naman ako every 2 weeks ng drawing. So, yun lang, Podpals. Just a quick share na, ano mo yun, store topic siya sa akin. And I'm not expecting all of you to understand. I don't want anyone's pity or whatever. I'm just saying, di pa ako ready. It doesn't mean I'm not...
May nagtatanong pa ba sa'yo ngayon? Kailan ka
rin? So...
Yung ganyan ko naman, similar din.
Oo. Pili ko.
Kailan ko gagawa ng third movie ko? Eh, yung last movie ko was really traumatic, di ba?
in 2014 na doon ako nagkaroon ng anxiety disorder.
So, yeah.
I get you.
So,
pero but
yun?
Then again, after that, ang dami ko na rin namang ibang nagawa na art.
Tapos, parang, Marius, hindi ba counted yung iba? Tang ina ka?
Hindi, pero yun na nga, kaya nga natuwa ako eh. Yung una nga, comics.
Oh.
Ewan ko bakit yung comics na yun. Ah, kasi exhibitor nga siya sa Comiket. Tapos umabot na sa film, sa advertising, sa...
Alam mo, mas...
Kulang na lang yung cooking, yung chefs ng chefs of Facebook.
Siya, umabot siya dun sa friend kong chef. Tapos sabi
diba?
Niya, nasaktan din siya. Na parang, paano yun? Kung nagpahinga ako.
Ito
mga
photographers din. So, humirit din eh. Tapos, screenwriters.
Diba?
So, nagsimula lang sa mga visual arts.
Yes. Syempre.
Tapos, kumalat na sa writing, sa ano pa ba? Sa film. Yun na nga, ibang art. So, nasaktan din kami, yung mga filmmakers, screenwriters.
Madaming nasaktan. Oh, oh. Kasi I think what he is lacking is the wider point of view, wisdom, and empathy. Na, alam mo, swerte ka kasi Marius. May nagfa-fund dun sa art mo. Kaya
isa
mang...
pa, yung one-man show.
Oh.
De, ano lang natin, explain natin to... Oh.
Sige.
Mansplain time.
Okay, you do it.
Sige. Oh. There are two types of shows if you're a visual artist. Kahit either kung photography man yan, sculpture, whatever. There's a group show and one-man show.
Yes.
Yung group show, marami kayong artists, tigda dalawa, tigda tatlo.
Less pressure yun, actually.
Less pressure yun. Oh. Oh. Buong barkada kayo or tatlo kayong three or more artists kayo.
Parang siyang Coachella or Wonderland.
Less pressure yon kasi kung walang mabenta, okay lang. Party, parang ganun, di ba? Sa gallery.
Pero one-man.
Yung one-man show, lahat ng works.
Ikaw lang.
Lahat ng sculptures, lahat ng photographs, dun sa gallery.
Sa'yo lang.
Sa'yo lang. Sa'yo at sa'yo lang.
Tapos may theme yan. Alam mo yun, it's a whole
ang
thing.
Group show yata, mas ano talaga, mas madaling gawin kaysa sa one-man show.
Yes.
Your last group show was 2013.
Yes. Yun. Yeah.
Yun lang. So, they know. Kasi, technical.
Pero yun, kumbaga, yung one-woman show ko was, like, when?
9 years ago.
No, I was third year high school. So, Mario, sorry, ako nakatatlo na. Anyway, yun. So, parang, alam mo yun, naiintindihan ko yung ibang tao kung ba't sila saktan. Kasi, again, to be able to create a lot of paintings would require you time, space, money, attention, resources. And not everyone has that. Diba? Some people need to prioritize their jobs kasi breadwinner sila. Or sige, tigilan na natin yung breadwinner narrative. Kailangan nila ng job. Diba?
Or iba pa. Iba nagkasakit.
Oo.
Iba nagkaaroon ng anak.
Oo.
Like, iba rin yun.
You know, life happens. Like, hindi nangyayari yung art at yung pagiging artist in a vacuum. So, swerte ka kasi nagkaroon ka ng vacuum, may nag-fund ng vacuum mo. And I would argue with his following statements na if you can do Facebook, you can make art. No! Mas mabilis mag-Facebook kasi gumawa ng art. Okay ka lang.
Oo.
Marunong ka ba sa math? Bibilang ka ba?
Yung Facebook naman, parang utot lang yun. Facebook post.
Diba? Parang,
versus yung art, parang tagal gawin nun.
Tagal nun. Para, tsaka, kailangan ko bang i-post lahat ng ginagawa ko
na exactly. Art?
Anyway, yun. So,
okay, moving
anyway,
on.
Anyway, we have already established that, you know, kailangan natin ang survival guide as an artist or creative people because many things are against our passion or our art.
Which will lead me to my own sidebar.
Oh.
So ito, gusto ko yung topic na napili mo kasi there was an article earlier this year saying that Manila is one of the worst cities in the world, in the whole world, for creatives.
Okay.
And lumabas to sa Esquire, Philippine Star, Philippine Daily Inquirer.
Oh.
So ito. With a recorded 4,644 creative roles and a monthly average salary of roughly, average, meaning yung pinakamataas.
I mean?
Tsaka pinakamababa. Tapos divided by 2.
Grabe. Alam naman siguro na
27,000 pesos.
Fuck.
Aray.
Hindi man yun minimum wage.
Mahirapan ka na mag-commute niyan with 27,000 pesos.
Pambili man ng materials.
Oo.
Anyway.
Manila is one of the worst cities worldwide simply because it fails to foster a safe and supportive environment for creatives.
Yep.
The Philippines capital only garnered an abysmal average score of 3.2 out of 10.
And you have these people like Marius being so unsupportive and gatekeeping of the scene.
So itong study na to, yung mga metrics niya, bakit worst city yung Manila? Ito yung factors niya. Estimated number of creative roles available.
Walang job.
So yung mga hinahire.
Yes.
Tapos, yes. Average yearly salaries advertised for them.
Mababa yung salary.
Ito maganda to. Cost of living as a single person excluding rent. So, hindi yung mga magkakasama sa bahay. Yung kada tao. Ito, number of museums and art galleries.
Yes.
Number of green spaces.
Yes.
Ayun, medyo totoo yun.
Totoo
dito,
siya.
UP Sunken Garden lang, tsaka ano.
Tsaka, kunwari, yung ibang green spaces, super
conducive
commercial. Hindi siya conducive for art.
Tsaka yung green spaces, not just for visual artists, for writers. Di ba?
Yes.
Number of classes and workshops. Mm. And lastly, happiness score by country.
Mm. Alam mo, may hindi sila na ano dyan, nalagay.
Ano?
Well, kasama na siguro sa support. But you know...
Ako, transport. Transportation.
Saka, dissuaded naman lahat to be artists or creatives, di ba? Laging sinasabing...
Magugutom ka dyan, anak.
Well, yun nga.
Mag-management ka na lang.
Yung average salary kasi. I mean, anyway, ayun. But I guess, ayan.
So, na, wait. So... The bottom 10 cities for creatives.
Mm.
One is New Delhi.
Mm.
Two is Mumbai.
Go India.
Three is Johannesburg.
Joburg.
Four is Tel Aviv, Israel.
E war torn yun eh.
Tapos five, Manila.
Wait. Lahat yan ay religious. That's another
Johannesburg
topic.
Is where?
Africa.
Africa, oh. Oh, ano?
Colonies.
Colonies, oh.
Except Tel Aviv, kasi sila yung...
Israel.
Oh. Anyway, but technically
so,
that's
top
Palestine.
10 best cities for creatives. Para may comparison tayo.
Mm.
May contrast.
Mm.
Tokyo, number one.
Mm.
Which I agree. Yung nandun tayo earlier this year parang. Mm. Yeah, art everywhere!
Also, colonizer. Okay, next. Oh.
Two, London.
Another imperialist colonizer.
And another great city for art. Stolen art.
I'm finding a pattern here. Tapos.
Paris.
Hindi ko na ulitin yung point ko.
Tapos, Chicago. Haven't been to Chicago.
Oh, isa pa yan. Oh.
Tapos, five, Toronto. Tapos, number six, ito, surprising.
Mm. Mm.
Singapore.
Sorry, I have strong feelings.
Okay. Ayun lang, so...
Hindi endemic sa kanila, okay. Probably, yung mga creative galing Manila nandun. I mean, I guess Singapore as a place is conducive to creativity.
Pero,
or they can fund their creative.
Kasi ito yung highest
pursuits.
Tokyo is 8 out of 10. Mga ano siya?
First world. Oh.
So yon in connection to this study, official study nga narinilis sa mga dyaryo, ano, magandang companion piece to kay Mr. Marius Black, di ba?
Parang open your mind, open your eyes.
Parang, Diyos ko, Lord.
You're speaking from privilege. Gagawa
ka na nga ng art dito, mamamatay-matay ka na sa gutom at ano. Di ba?
But ako talaga, ang yabang mo. Ang yabang mo, tignan mo nga yung gawa mo, compare mo dun sa masters na Pilipino.
Pero ito rin.
Wala silang dada.
Yung tinignan ko yung mga cities na conducive for creatives nga and artists. Pucha, yung infrastructure ng Tokyo, London, gawa na.
O naman.
Tsaka yung magiging conducive yata yung city or yung place for art kung maayos yung kabuhayan ng tao.
Tsaka meron silang strong sense of culture.
Oo.
Superpowers sila.
Pero ito yung ano, yung sa kabilang banda naman. On the flip side. May minsan ah, may magandang art na mas pure na art ah, na lumalabas from really...
Wait, I know where you're getting in getting to.
Mapupunta tayo dyan.
Hindi, pero hindi. The study is saying places and cities supportive and conducive to art.
Hindi naman yung output.
Hindi naman output. Hindi naman minimeasure yung creativity ng tao eh. Sinasabi lang if supportive siya or better place yun to be as an artist.
Regardless of output.
Yes.
Kumbaga, kahit I'm sure kung sa Johannesburg may maganda na art, mas maganda pa kaysa dun sa Tokyo, hindi naman yun yung study eh, di ba? Dama. Agree. Anyway.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now that we're talking about this, mayroon kasing terms na nai-interchange natin. But I want to pin down certain definitions muna. Para, I mean, ano mo yun? We're almost 30 minutes into this conversation. But we haven't really defined, even from our perspective, i-define muna natin yung difference between artistic and creative. Kasi na-interchanged yung term na artist tsaka creative eh. So for you, what is an artist and what is a creative?
Well, ako minsan na-interchange ko rin naman. Pero siguro, looking at it, yung art, bilang galing tayong pandemic, siya yung mga non-essentials. Meaning, painting, film. Yung kahit wala yan, mabubuhay tayo.
Ang daming mag-a-argue sa'yo sa...
Hindi, kaya nga sa akin lang. Anyway. Yung creative.
Gawitin mo yung ano ni Maris. Your opinion. Just your opinion.
Yung creative, kung whether engineer ka or sewage treatment plant officer,
you can be.
May creative lahat. Creative lahat ng professions na yun.
Or you can be creative.
You can be creative. Gets mo?
Mm-mm.
Yung kumbaga yung creative, both essential and non-essential. If you're a doctor or...
You can be creative.
Pero you not necessarily artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Yung arts, parang kasama siya ng ano, ng culture. Cultural yung work.
Mm.
Yung creative, lahat. Cultural at scientific. Kahit ano.
Political.
Political.
Yeah, marketing.
Business. Pwede ka maging businessman at creative. Pero pwede ka maging businessman at hindi ka artistic. Yun lang. It's a matter of culture and function.
Ako naman, yung artistic, ano siya, it can be, like what you're saying, yung blanket term or the bigger term is creative. And one, probably, ano ba, pillar, whatever. Basta under creativity is being artistic, di ba? And yung artistic, craft siya. Meron kang output na either visual, music. You have to learn a certain skill to output-based, so artistic. So in a way, kaya madaming dadayang si Marius. Kasi yung pagiging artist ay, yun nga, meron siyang artifact, may output ka. So mini-measure niya dyan. But madaming na-affect na creative people. Diba? Yun. So I think yun yung nuance nung topic. Pero then again, for me, merong mga taong artistic pero not necessarily creative.
Pwede rin, tama.
Diba? Na parang you're good at painting, you're very detailed, memorize mo yung anatomy, pero hindi moving yung napipaint mo. Walang na-affect sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yun? Yun.
Kumbaga technical ka lang.
Technical siya. Artisan. Diba? Yun.
And nothing's wrong with that.
Nothing's wrong with that. Yun, tsaka, kumbaga, idea-based yung creativity. Output-based or skill-based yung pagiging artistic.
Technique-based.
Oo. Yun. For me, yun.
Oh, pwede yun.
Ayun. So, on that note, actually, meron akong gustong i-share lang na quote from a book I recently read, PDF lang. I'm sure familiar ka kay Rick Rubin.
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
The producer, the music producer, yes. Rick Rubin.
Meron siyang book. It's called The Creative Act. So, inspiring book siya. Binasa ko yung PDF version before I get the actual one. Kasi makapal. Ang ganda nung isang quote niya, sabi niya, "Living life as an artist is a practice. We tend to think that artists work as the output. The real work of the artist is a way of being in the world."
Nice. Nice. Ganda.
So, act siya. Hindi siya simply output. Mm. And yung output, isa lang yun.
Oo.
Yun. So, on that note, since we've established that the world is cruel,
Manila is cruel for artists.
What's your survival guide for creatives, not just artists, but creatives? People who feel they can do something creative or not expected or fresh. Yun.
So, ano rin to? Salitan to?
Yes. So, tig-tatlo?
Tig-tatlo tayo.
Yes.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so here's my first
uh-huh.
entry in the survival guide. The oh. Telebaba tapes. TM.
Survival guide.
Survival guide.
Bakit TM?
Trademark.
Ah, trademark. Hindi, pero ay, sorry, before you say anything, aspiring creatives, because we believe na we're always aspiring to be creative naman.
Right.
Hindi mo naman fully parang...
And 24/7, 365 days, we're not creative.
Oh, but we aspire.
Oh.
Yun. Hindi parang, ayan, may output na ako, I'm done. I'm fucking creative.
We're a work in progress.
Every day, we're beta. Kung ano mang ano.
So the first entry, bilang yun na nga, pinakita ko na yung study kanina.
Oh.
Oh, controversial rin to.
Uh-oh.
Pero it worked for me.
Biglang kumabig.
Kabig talaga. Baka ma-Marius ako.
Oh.
To. Well, may privilege ng konti yung sasabihin ko.
Okay, enough with the disclaimers.
Okay. Find a day job. Try to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, controversial.
Bakit
kasi
siya controversial?
Looking for, wow, sa hirap na maghanap ng trabaho ngayon.
Oh.
So, yun na ito. Fine. Kung sinabi mo kasi day job yung mag-a-apply sa office, ganyan. Kung hindi, may ano ka. May tumutulong ka sa, I don't know, sa business ng parents mo, whatever. Or tumutulong ka sa karinderya.
Mayroon ka source of income.
Oo. Non-non.
Non-artistic.
Non-artistic and not related to your art. So,
okay.
Bakit? Ito. My favorite quote from our friend Ramon Bautista.
Yes. Hi, Ramon.
Sabi niyo sa akin nun. Yung ginagawa namin yung movie namin na San Lazaro, sinabi ko, Ramon, naubusan na tayo ng pera. Kailangan mo natin mag-stop for 3 months. Tapos kailangan natin rumakit para makashoot pa tayo ng additional days. Tapos sabi niya, sige, may mga VO, voice-over gigs ako at event gigs para makaipon din ako. Sabi niya ganun. Tapos sabi niya, tama yan. Mas masarap gumawa ng art kung nakabayad na tayo ng Meralco.
Tama.
So, tumatak sa akin yun. Na parang, oo nga, no? Kung yung bill, given yung study nga na ang hirap na nga ng buhay dito sa Manila.
Tapos wala pang basic income kasi.
Oo, exactly. Uh-huh. Gawa ka muna ng, ano ba, ng safety net mo.
Yes.
Tsaka tama, yung gutom ako tapos magsusulat ako, ang hirap nun eh.
Oo.
Or yung gutom ako tapos super init, hindi man ako makabukas ng electric fan o aircon. Hindi ako mapatayin yung Meralco. Parang, magsasuffer yung art mo eh.
Ilaw na lang.
Exactly. Oo.
Paano ka magpipaint kung walang ilaw?
Oo. Tapos naman kung music, di ba? Yung friend natin, si Miguel Montero.
Hi, Miss.
Hi. Now, who listens to our podcast?
Mm.
Nagbabanda siya, di ba? Sabi niya, natuwa ko dun sa kwento niya eh. Nakabili siya ng magandang gamit, like guitar effects and nice guitar, hindi dun sa dahil sa mga sweldo niya sa gigs. Dahil dun sa sweldo niya as an HR personnel.
Yeah, yeah.
So yun, ako naman, yes, nakabili rin ako ng stuff ko for my drawings, for ng camera. Because of my day job din. And swerte ako because of mga rackets ko rin na art-based. Pero, isa pang reason why I recommend keeping a day job. Bilang ako, I'm a writer. Ang dami kong nakukuhang material for my art. Kung gumagalaw ako sa non-art world.
Gets oh, experience and wisdom kasi and insight.
Kung 24/7 ako nag-music or nag-film or nag-drawing. Walang bago. Tapos, anong inspiration ko yung drawing ko rin? Gets over. Versus kung nasa advertising ako. Or nag-shoot ako for ng commercials. Napupunta ako sa mga iba-ibang lugar. Like, with my last job, di ba? Parang, mga napuntahan kong places, wow, di ba? Nakapunta ako sa, ano, sa recycling Spratly's. Factory. Sa?
Spratly's, di ba?
O, sa Spratly's. Ang dami ko na interview na mga, ano, kung sino-sinong tao.
And, tsaka nakapunta ako sa ibang towns na iba yung culture.
Oo.
Di ba?
Nakasakay ako sa Cessna.
So,
nakasakay ako sa barko.
We need that for art.
Nakasakay ako sa ano? Sa ano yun?
Helicopter? Chopper?
Hindi. Sa ano? Sa what's this? Yung pang hinihila ng kalabaw.
Roro? Hindi.
Hinihila ng kalabaw. Grabe. Lakas naman ng incredible
ang
Hulk kalabaw. Eh, no?
Ang ano? I don't wagon.
Carriage. Wagon. So yun.
Sobrang konyo ng wagon. Hinihila ka ng kalabaw. Yung,
the fact na in my day job before.
Oo.
Nakapunta akong Spratly's Islands. Pag-asa Island. Of all places. Parang holy shit.
Nakaka-inspire.
Ilang kantay na sulat ko because of that experience. Ilang short stories yung pwede kong magawa because of that experience. Ayun. Versus na 24/7, nagsusulat ako ng scripts. Feeling ko, ang pakla nung ano, or walang lasa yung...
Paulit-ulit.
Oh.
Paulit-ulit siya.
Or, ang nangyayari lang doon, yun napapanood ko sa Netflix.
Ire-regurgitate
ko lang.
Oo.
Yun. Yun lang. So, you don't have to agree with me. Baka may iba namang, baka may ibang POV.
Yeah.
About that na, hindi, sige, all or nothing.
They should see my eyes.
Pero ito tanong ko. Na napag-usapan rin namin ng dad ko. Yung sabi niya sa akin, kung ikaw si Paul McCartney, na kumikita ka raw ng million-million sa art mo, huwag ka na mag-day job. Sabi ko, bakit? Sabi niya, sayang yung oras mo sa day job. Kaya ano rin ako, naisip ko, looking at it economically and financially.
Then maybe what you're trying to say is not simply having a day job, but experiencing something beyond your art or beyond your world.
Yes.
And it just so happens, having a day job is an efficient way to have it.
Tsaka again, si Paul McCartney, taga London. Tayo taga Manila.
Yes.
So yun.
Mm-mm.
Mas masarap gumawa ng art kung nakabayad ka ng Meralco at may pantranspo ka.
But you know, technically, like, sino ba parang Paul McCartney sa atin?
Hindi, grabe. Yun dito, sabihin na natin, Jose Marichan. Almost same age.
Royalties.
Mayaman. May day job si Jose Marichan.
Yes.
May-ari sila ng hotel at sugar industry.
Hindi, tsaka yung mga advertising things niya, technically day job niya yun.
Ah, yung ano, diba? Yung ano to? Hindi, ito na lang. Closer to home. Our friend, Jazz Nicolas from the Itchy Worms. Nagsusulat siya ng...
Jingles,
di ba?
Or, hindi, sige. Tanggalin mo yung jingle. Eli Buendia na lang. May corporate gig sila.
Oo.
Hindi mo art yun eh. Kakata sila ng mga eraser head things dun eh. So, alam mo yun. Hanggat walang basic income, kailangan natin ng ibang...
Or ako pa, isa pa nga.
Alam mo yun. Source of income.
Ang sagwa ng government support sa artists dito sa Pilipinas.
Meron ba?
CCP.
Eh, ano din eh. May
sinimalaya.
May pagka-mafia din eh. May politics and, alam mo yun, hindi niya nasusupport yung democratic way of supporting artists. Parang you need so much connection, makakakilala, alam mo yun, mahirap siya. Ayun, okay, so my yours? Turn. My turn. My first one is ito, my pet peeve. Actually, related siya dun sa sinabi mo. Kung sa'yo, experience more. Ako, one, a habit to survive, to nurture your creativity is do research. Like, naalala ko, when you were trying to learn how to draw, lagi mong yabang-yabang mo, sabi mo, oh, dinrawing ko to, walang reference. It's all in my head. Tapos parang ako, minemorize mo from memory. Diba? Tinignan mo, minemorize mo, dinrawing mo lang.
Pero yung pinakita ko naman, medyo okay naman yung drawing.
Oo nga. Pero my point is, it's not cheating if you have a reference. Diba?
Oo naman. Si Leonardo da Vinci, grabe yung mag-reference.
Hindi yun kabawasan sa skill mo kung kumakopya ka. That's a literal translation of what I'm trying to say. But in terms of reference also, kasi feeling ko, napaka this bravado and arrogance if you're starting out as an artist and you think what you're drawing or what you're making, yun na yun. Like, ooh, ang galing ko. Mag-research ka. Like, magbasa ka about design history. Mag-research ka about art history. About pre-colonial art. And let that inform you. Diba? Na parang, ganito pala yung, and ito yung discipline ni na Da Vinci, ni na Botticelli. Diba? Ito pala yung techniques ni Amorsolo. Ito pala yung techniques ni Benkab. Diba? Parang,
pero so yung equivalent yan sa writing naman, sa literary arts, yung, what books do you read?
Yes.
Sasabihin niya na parang, I don't read books.
I just write.
I just write.
What?
I get inspiration from my very life.
Okay.
Weird ba yun?
I cringe. I don't trust
high on life
a person who says that. You know, I just write my feelings. I just paint my feelings. Okay.
Bakit? Why don't you trust? What if ganun na siya?
Again, going back to artistic skill and also creativity. Yung creativity kasi for me is about honoring different sources of inspiration and craft and coming up with something new.
Kunwari sa ano naman, movies.
Ano siya, utot? Parang ganun eh. Parang utot yun eh kung galing lang talaga sa'yo. Parang kailan may some processing, di ba?
Kasi let's say sa movies naman, di ba?
No.
Kung director ka or cinematographer ka, kung nakakanood ka ng movies, na-expose ka kasi sa techniques and forms eh.
Yes.
Not necessarily na parang, manonood ako ng Greta Lee movie.
Past lives.
Past life. Hindi ko siya gagayahin. Nakita ko lang, ito yung isa to sa mga storytelling or
techniques,
directing techniques pala. Yung the fact na na-input yun sa utak mo, lumaki yung vocabulary mo.
Yes.
Hindi mo naman necessarily gagayahin yung style.
Pero, mayroon akong i-remind sa'yo na isang instance na medyo nakakatawa. I mean, okay, fine. I'm gonna be mean. Naalala mo yung isang kwento mo about yung kaklase mo na gumawa ng, ano yun yung Wolverine?
Wolfster.
Si Wolfster.
Kwento mo like, muna. Anong
ikaw na. Ikaw yung kwento.
Okay, I had a classmate before. in grade 4, we were 10 years old. Sinabi niya sa akin, I've created my own version of the Marvel Universe. I've created 100 original superheroes.
Original daw.
Original superheroes and supervillains. Sabi ko, patingin. Nagulat ako, 100 na kaisip ka. Sabi ko, show me one. I'm excited. Shows me this drawing of a guy na balbon, maangas, gritted teeth, with a mask na parang kay Wolverine.
Okay. But?
Tapos sinabi ko, teka, anong pangalan nito? Sabi niya, pangalan nito is Wolfster. Tapos sinabi ko, medyo malapit kay Wolverine. Nainan ako.
Kinall out
ko. Dude, medyo malapit kay Wolverine. Yung trademark. But you can get into trouble with that. Sabi niya,
but,
look at the hands that I drew.
Okay.
Instead of three claws ni Wolverine, ano? Ito, dalawa lang. And yung pangalan daw is Wolfster.
I mean, may attempt na. I mean,
may bali. Instead of three claws.
If you're in high school and you did that.
Di high school.
Ano?
Grade school to.
If you're in grade school and you did that, parang cute. Cute naman. Creative naman yun. In a, like, I don't know, first level. Diba? Pero, I mean, may mga ganong bouts of, may ganon tayo mga flashes of, what if gumawa tayo ng Filipino version ng Before Sunrise? Yung parang, talaga ba? Mag-combine ka naman ng peg. Diba? At least man lang lima.
Pero ito, fan ka ba nun? Kasi ano? I talk to some comic book people din.
Oh.
Sobrang galit na galit sila yung ano. I mean, sa akin nila naman to yung I hate it when gagawa raw ng property. Oh, I'm just gonna make a Filipino version of Batman.
Naniniwala ako.
I'm gonna make a Filipino version of Past Lives. Iritang-irita sila ron. Sabi ko, dude, relax, relax.
Ako, parang pwede siyang germ of an idea. Like,
pero wag mo naman yung buong project mo.
Hindi naman ano yung per-frame.
Oh, this is a Filipino version of the Royal Tenenbaums. Diba?
I mean, fine. It's a good start. Pero maybe, define Filipino version. Ano yun? Ginawa mo lang literal Filipino. Pero
hindi kasi tama,
wala kang cultural or like social
kasi like
reflections.
Francis M. Sabi natin, Francis M.
Oh.
Filipina, he Filipinized rap. Rap.
Yeah.
Wala namang rap dati, di ba? Na ano, na...
Hindi as popular.
As popular as yung New York rap, di ba? Pero, yung Filipinize niya yung rap, may hinalo siya na...
May sarili siyang take.
Yun, oo.
May exactly. Sariling kultura natin.
Hindi na. Niya yung Tinagalog lang yung let's run DMC, di ba?
Oo. So, may
naglagay
some,
siya ng ano, ethnic ano instruments.
May
diba?
Some form of... Yun yung creativity for me pag pinoprocess mo yung references mo. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is enrich yourself with references. Not just one. But, alam mo yun, collect references to inform your creativity. Diba? Hmm. Oh, yun, oh, no, now your turn.
My second one. Listen to your body if it needs to rest. Yun.
Mm.
Para kay
Naku.
Marius to. Ay!
Ay!
De, pero yun, ito bukang bibig ko na to, Podpals, listen to your body. Ito kasi, coming from yung advice ko kanina nga, keep your day job. Eh minsan, di ba, uuwi ka sa bahay na parang from your job. Ito na, nakatapos ako ng one whole work day. Nagawa ko na chores ko, ito na. Magsusulat na ako ng poem. Magsusulat na ako ng short story. Magdo-drawing na ako ng comic page. Magre-record na ako ng ano, kanta ko. Magpe-paint na ako. Tapos parang, hindi, or yun, or.
Oh.
Tapos biglang naramdaman mo, ay pocha, sakit ng likod ko. Or, shit, kailangan ko munang humiga. Itutuloy mo ba yung art mo? Or, papahinga ka. Ang gauge ko dyan, listen to your body. Mas bigyan mo ng leeway kasi wala eh. You're living in Metro Manila eh. Swerte ka na nga, di ba? Kunwari, in the 18 hours of your waking life, may 2 hours ka for art. Eh may mga ibang araw na yung 2 hours na yun, wala, kailangan mong ihiga.
Iyon na nga yung...
Kailangan mong i-Facebook or Instagram instead. Okay lang yun.
Hindi, kaya nga, for me, isa yan sa major areas of concern na na-cover no, or na-trigger nung post ni Marius. Kasi parang indirectly or implied na sinasabi niya, huwag ka magpahinga. Or like, pag di ka gumagawa ng art, ang tamad mo. Parang, teka lang ha.
Hindi, ako honestly, ito, personal...
Oh.
Sharing.
Ay, nag-share ka din. Nag-share ka naman ako kanina.
Nagkasakit ako mentally because I was a workaholic back then.
Because he's obsessed with productivity.
Whenever I had a day job, uuwi ako ng bahay tapos...
Nagawa ka ng art.
After my chores.
Yes.
gagawa ko ng art hanggang 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's recording songs or making comics or writing screenplays. Tapos hindi ko naalagaan yung katawan ko. And bumigay yung utak ko. Nagkaroon ako ng general anxiety disorder because of it.
And yung constant pressure mo sa sarili mo. Na you have to do something, you have to be someone.
Tapos diba on Saturdays, nakikita mo ako maaga ako nagigising. Oo. Tapos ikaw, leisurely ka on a weekend, diba? Nakikita mo ako at 12 noon kung nagising ka parang, ha? Hindi ka nagpahinga at all, diba? Parang nakikita mo ako nag...
Kung ano-ano yung ginagawa ko. Creative.
Oo.
Like, okay,
until
cool.
I met my psychiatrist, sinabi niya na kailangan kong
magpahinga.
Kailangan kong ayusin yung aspect na yun sa buhay ko.
Kasi, okay, paano ka gagawa ng art kung nag-give up yung body mo? Diba? Like, important talaga yung pahinga.
Pero, from then, from 10 years ago, nag-improve na naman ako. Diba?
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Higa na ako kung hindi ko na kaya.
Tama yun. Especially, if kaya mo. I mean, alam mo yun, yung walang nagbabawal sa'yo.
At saka isa pa, guys, ang toxic na nung idea na, sorry, yung strike while the iron is hot. Mm-hmm. Medyo baka i-contesta natin yun ng konti. Kasi yung parang, alam mo, kunwari may album ka ngayon, or whatever, or may hit, ano ka, may hit song ka. Hindi naman tomorrow kailangan may isa ka ng hit single eh. Alam mo, with the internet now, ang daming artist, people can wait.
Or parang okay lang kahit hindi ikaw yung number one every day.
Tsaka yung art ngayon, sa sobrang dami ng streaming services, ang dami ng, you can upload your art anytime. Honestly, kung mamatay ka, the art world will go on without you. Sa totoo lang. You get what I mean?
Mm-mm. So, and actually, isa pa yan. I want to go back to what you said na meron kasing greed rin for relevance and being on top and being popular.
Which will lead to burnout.
Yeah. Like, yung greed mo for popularity and relevance will actually tire you out and suck the life out of your art or your creativity. Kasi magiging ano siya, competition, magiging...
Kaya gusto ko sabihin kay Taylor Swift.
Naku, makaka-cancel siya.
Relax. We don't need 3 albums from you in a year. Diba?
Nasi-threaten kasi siya kay Olivia Rodrigo.
Exactly.
Joke lang.
This is sabi ko si Taylor Swift, mababurn out yan. Mababurn out soon yan.
Maybe. I don't know.
Diba? Taylor, we can wait.
Yeah. And madalas, ang saya nga kung parang nag-hiatus yung favorite artist mo tapos nag-comeback siya, diba? And on another note, may additional thought dyan sa pahinga. Like, sinasabi mo pahinga in terms of like yung health mo in your body. Pwede din na pahinga na, for example, you step, sorry pa-edit, another form of rest is, literal, diba sa music, may rest, may break. Parang, minsan kailangan alam mo mag-step back na, teka lang nagigil na ako dito sa art
Todo
na to.
Todo Gibbs.
Oo.
Debbie Gibson.
Yung parang lahat na ng detail, lilagay mo na. Parang si Jim Lee. Parang ano, lalagay ko lahat ng lines. Parang, alam mo, hindi mo kailangan bordahin minsan. Or, kung may ginagawa kang song, parang nilagay mo na lahat ng layers. Ilang layers yan ng ano, tracks. Yung, alam mo, mag-step back ka. Minsan baka parang, OA. Like, hindi na siya maganda. Diba? Similar to like, you know, putting on your makeup. Yung ang kapal na, hindi na maganda. Yun.
Kumbaga, parang subtraction is sophistication. Eh.
Yes. Which leads me to my second. Na, sinegue ko talaga, conceptually.
Sinadya yun o accident?
Sinadya ko. My second tip is, ito challenging to, especially for me. Like,
Is this a piece of advice for yourself?
And, I don't know, maybe it's gonna be useful for everyone. You also, maybe. Anyway, ito na. Simplify. Kasi diba, as artists, or as creative people, we feel inadequate, or insecure to prove our skill, to prove our excellence or our worth. Natingin natin, mas complicated yung idea or mas complicated yung crafting or convoluted yung plot or whatever. Basta, mas complicated, mas maganda. When actually, the most memorable designs, movies, or even ads are the simplest ones.
Agree. Diba?
And for me, mark of a sophisticated artist or creative, sophistication yun and maturity if kaya mong isimplify yung ano mo, yung ginagawa mo. Diba? It's so difficult to be simple. Diba? Sabi nga nila, favorite ko yung, ito na, another shade. Sabi nga nila, dumb people complicate simple things. And intelligent people simplify complicated things. So for me, ano yun, motto ko yun in life ngayon. How do you simplify this? Diba?
Pero what if yung mga, kasi ako I'm a fan of like, you know, Seth Fisher, Frank Whiteley,
Maximalism,
Sandro Botticelli, or ano pa ba, si Terry Gilliam, ako filmmaker, yung ang daming ganap sa isang frame. Maximalism yun eh.
Oh, aesthetic lang naman yun eh. Pero
dun, lahat, binigay lahat nung ano.
Lahat ng sinabi mo, may focal point sila.
Ah, tama.
Diba? Simple. Or, sige, yung maximalist aesthetic mo, they're saying one simple thing or one simple idea. Hindi siya parang, ito na lang.
O hindi, tsaka tama, yung maximalist paintings, kung umatras ka,
simple siya.
Five paces from backwards. The painting, backwards, may lumalabas pa rin. Parang collage, di ba?
Yes. May focal point siya.
May focal
You're
point.
Not overwhelmed. Or, ito na lang. Ano yung crowd favorite last year na Michelle Yeoh? Everything, Everywhere, All at Once? Oh, multiverse yun. But it's simple, di ba? One sentence nga eh.
Ano yung sentence?
It's a story about a woman experiencing life in the multiverse. Tapos na. Hindi siya fucking complicated. Di ba? Say it in one sentence.
Sa movies, ganun rin daw.
Di ba?
Yung mga napapalanuhan na pitch ng mga directors, yung kaya nilang sabihin dun sa producer na in one sentence.
Di ba? Yung isang favorite kong ano na lang, The Kiss ni Klimt. Madi-describe mo yun in one sentence, di ba?
Ano, what's the sentence?
Two lovers silang magkayapos, tas madaming gold at patterns. Naintindihan mo na, di ba? Naalala mo siya. Or katulad nung contemporary artist na favorite ko, si Annika Bigting. I can instantly describe yung paintings niya. Yung idea niya, pinipaint niya yung mga taong tumitingin ng painting sa museums. So I guess may reference siya na kinukunan niya. So parang it's a viewer of a painting within a painting. Di ba na,
simple.
Alam mo, simple, na-describe ko. Pero profound siya. Yun.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My last advice. Ito, sakit ni ano? Sakit ng mga quote-unquote renaissance men or mga all-around artist or slashies.
A.K.A. Winnie Ong.
No. I was gonna say Leonardo da Vinci. And Jose Rizal.
Also, Winnie Ong.
Nah.
Ano?
If you want to be serious about your art, limit your other commitments.
I agree.
Parang,
you're talking to yourself.
No.
It is your
okay naman
mag-dive
din. Naniniwala ako sa diversify.
Oh.
Diversify your skills. Totoo yun.
Mm, mm.
Pero, if you really wanna be successful and not just a dabbler, limit your other commitment. So, kunwari, ito. Magkakaroon ako ng one-man show by next year. January next year.
Mm.
Aminin mo na sa sarili mo na, kung magawa ko yon, malamang hindi ako makakapanood ng maraming Netflix shows this year.
Mm.
Hindi ako masyadong makakalabas with my friends. Hindi ako masyadong makaka-music. Hindi ako masyadong makaka-exercise. Tanggapin mo na yun. Tapos, part yon yung saying na hindi ako makakakommit dito sa ibang stuff na to.
Mm.
Parte yun ng process mo para makakommit ka dun sa project na gusto mong tapusin. Mm. So, yun.
Focus siya.
Yung limiting essence. Your commitments, palagi hindi sinasabi yan. Na parang, ang masirap sa atin kasi, di ba, yung, anong movie ni Jim Carrey yun? Yes, Man, di ba?
Yes.
Say yes to everything. Yun yung kalaban ng art. If you say yes to everything, wala kang makakompleto.
Agree.
So, say no to a lot of things. Say yes to some, pero focus on your art goal.
Semi-sidebar, pero related dyan sa sinabi mo, nakaka-trigger for me yung pa-motivational ek na we all have the same 24 hours.
Super hate ko yung quote na yan. As in, super hate.
Same lang yan din.
Nasa basketball quote eh, actually.
Pero same vein siya nung if kaya mo mag-Facebook, kaya mo mag-art. Oh. Like, no. People have different, you know.
Capacities. May 24 hours nga tayo pareho, sige. Pero, let's say yung isa walang paa. Hindi, totoo naman ah.
Oh.
Or yung isa bulag.
Limited siya.
Or yung isa hindi white person. Ooh. Woke.
Hindi, yun na lang. I-compare mo yung 24 hours ng isang Pilipino at 24 hours ng isang Singaporean. Singaporean na lang.
Oh.
First world.
O, isa pa.
Oh.
Pareho tayo may 24 hours. Pero ako, nakatira ako sa disyerto.
Mm.
Oh, makakagawa ka ng art na dire-diretso nun. Ganun kainit.
Pareho ba kami ng 24 hours ni Greta Gerwig?
Exactly.
Di ba? Parang...
And she's a white person.
Di ba?
Isa pa.
Oh.
Pareho tayo may 24 hours in life for each day. Pero, yung apelido ko ba ay...
Some Nepo Baby.
Oo.
Apelido.
Fill in the blanks.
Oo. Diba?
Oo.
Parang, teka lang nga, i-approach natin to with intersectionality.
Kaya yun, sorry, yun naman yung not a super fan of woke culture, pero yun yung gusto ko sa woke culture.
Yes.
Yung parang, oh nga, no? Napaisip ako doon na parang, ang daming yung naturo sa akin ng woke culture na parang, oh nga, we all have 24 hours, pero ang daming advantages, ang daming leg up nung malupit yung leg up ng mga
privileged people. White people, rich people, Nepo babies,
political families.
Men.
Yes.
Pareho ba?
And straight.
Gender na lang.
Straight.
Diba? Gender na lang. Pareho ba ang 24 hours ng babae tsaka ng lalaki?
At pareho ba ang 24 hours ng bading at ng straight guy?
Diba? I mean, magkakaiba talaga sila guys. Yun. On that note, do I...
Segway ulit to?
Hindi na to. Dito seamless segway. So, my last piece of advice ay... Ito parang ano, may add pa ako pala dyan. For me, naiirita ako and doubtful ako sa mga taong pa-motivational. Yung mga motivational people kasi, nag-cherry pick sila ng quotes and things and even scientific things, di ba? Like, oh, sige, totoo naman na we all have the same 24 hours on a conceptual basis na on a literal note, di ba? Na, oh, parehong lahat tayo may 24 hours. Pero, yung value ng 24 hours, iba. So, parang i-cherry pick nila yung mga things na yan, tapos lalagyan nila ng whole agenda nila. So, for me, it's so frustrating. And I think we should be more critical about people who say they exist online or their existence or their personas exist to motivate or to inspire. Like, ha? Yun yung dream mo? To inspire people? Yung, kaya nga sa home, ano yung home pass lupa? Yung mga home bodies. Alam mo yung mga nagyayabang sa mga ano nila? Mga condo nila? Or mga, I'm posting this not to brag, but to inspire. Gago pareho lang yun. Ano to inspire? Gusto mo mag-instill na inggit. Anyway, on that note, my last tip, be humble. Sobrang simple lang niya at saka may medyo tunog cliche, pero be humble. But what I mean is, I think being humble can solve many aspects of being creative. One is, if you're humble, you're open to learning new things and unlearning things that you internalized, diba? Open ka to be taught. And wala kang ego na kunwari may mas batang magturo sa'yo ng bagong bagay. If humble ka, parang, oh sure, sige, turo mo sa akin. Kahit na Gen Z yan or like Alpha yan or like Baby yan. Diba? If you're humble, anyone can inspire you. And next, if you're humble, you will be happy sa successes ng iba. Hindi mo iko-compare yung sarili mo or yung output mo sa ibang tao.
Pero strangely, na-mention mo yan.
Oh.
Kasi we've had the privilege of like meeting ano yung mga people who are on the top of their
craft.
Respective crafts, di ba? Kadalasan, sila yung humble nga eh. Di ba? Yung no need for fanfare.
Pero hindi sila ano, hindi sila patronizing din na parang
hindi.
Kapag ni-recognize mo yung achievement nila, parang oo, fact yun. Hindi naman nila yung parang, hindi naman ako magaling.
You mentioned Ben Cab. Yung when I did some work for Lenny Robredo's campaign office. Nakita ko siya. Si Ben Cab. Wala siyang, hindi siya nagsasalita.
Nakikinig siya.
Oh.
Oh.
Hindi, wala naman. Hindi, akala ko parang, okay, magsasalita na si Ben Cab. Wala, hindi siya nagsalita at all.
Nakikinig lang siya. Tapos, ano yung gagawin ko? Ganun lang. Ano eh, parang understated, di ba, ng slight. Yun.
Or baka feeling ko, hindi kaya kung, parang if you're, ano na nga, you're a master na of your craft, baka mas magiging humble ka pa nga eh. Kasi parang, much to learn, parang ganun, di ba?
Hindi,
tsaka, I don't know. Mayabang yung nagsisimula eh, usually.
Si Marius. Joke.
Yung veterano na.
Mananahimik yung senior na. Sila. Sophisticated kasi sila.
Yun yung ano, parang tahimik na.
Kasi wala na lang ipuprove. Tsaka, tahimik sila. Tapos, in connection to humility, for me, connected yung tasabihin ko din sa sinabi mo na parang, alam mo kung bakit sila ganyan. Ba't kunwari si Ben Cab ganyan. I think the first step in humility is awareness. Self-aware siya na ito na yung nagawa ko. Ito yung impact ko sa mga tao, sa culture. Sapat na yun. So ano na yung next? May awareness siya of...
Pero ang
of
weird, no?
His environment.
Ang ironic pala nun na yung rookies, mayayabang.
Totoo naman yun.
Yung veterans, yun yung humble.
Kasi ginothrough nila yung hardship, ginothrough nila yung this... Season, may wisdom kasi sila. Pero oo, tama ka. May sign of being a rookie and a newbie.
Tsaka yung parang
bravado.
Yung rookie, di ba? I'm gonna change the rules of filmmaking. I'm gonna change the rules of sculpture.
Sige nga, ano yung mga cliche of a rookie?
O, ibang episode na yun.
sige, i-reserve na lang natin sa iba. Pero hindi, sige, ano lang, just for fun, yung pinaka...
Spitballing lang. Uh-huh. Ano? Yun na nga, ako yung, I'm gonna change the game. Pero sa totoo lang, nagawa na naman before yung ginawa nila. Hindi lang ganun kasumikat, di ba?
Or hindi lang nila alam.
Hindi lang nila alam.
Nakakatawa, ignorance talaga eh. Ignorance, arrogance, bravado. Yun, so be humble. Pero let's touch on... comparing yourself then with others. I think it requires humility to be happy for the successes of other people and not comparing yourself sa iba. Diba? If you're humble, maraintindihan mong magkakaiba kayo ng circumstance, magkakaiba kayo ng timelines. Diba?
Di tsaka ako rin, yung the grass is always greener. The grass is always greener on the other side.
Ooh, we got another idiom.
Oh, sige, basta the grass is greener mentality. Yun kailangan.
Ano yung Tagalog version nun?
Mas okay yung buhay niya. Parang ganun.
Oh, parang ganun. Oh.
Parang dapat maging self-aware tayo kung yung utak natin nagkikick into that mode. Na parang,
yes.
Shit, ang dami niyang awards. Ang dami niyang projects. Ako wala.
Mm.
Tapos bubugin mo yung sarili mo mentally. Parang,
tapos manggigigil ka.
Oo. Or yung, oh, let's go!
Mm.
Dapat, tingnan mo kung nag-grass.
Or look at your own grass.
Cleaner.
Oo. Like, alam mo, may grass ka naman.
Oo.
Diba?
Kasi like, for example, ah, may mga friends ako who I know are more successful than I am. Pero, nagulat ako, may isa akong friend na who's way more successful than I am. In ano, in literal terms.
Mas mayaman.
Mas mayaman, mas maraming awards, sikat, mas maraming ganun. Projects, mas sikat. Naalala ko sinabi niya sa akin nung naglabas ako ng comics. Parang, nakakagawa rin ako ng comics one of these days. Ay ko, what?
May aspirations
parang,
din
hindi,
naman.
Hindi, parang sa'yo. Sabi niya na parang magsisikapan ko rin yung comics. Parang ganun, parang ha? Yun pa yung naisip niya?
Eh kasi nga, baka ano siya, achiever mode. Diba?
Okay.
Hindi, pero I mean, I get what you're trying to say na we always...
Ngayon, yung mga iba, yung ibang friends nyo na who you think are more successful than you, may mga aspects sa buhay mo na kinaiingitan din nila. Hindi lang nila nasasabi.
Oo.
Kahit hindi ka ganun ka-successful. Like, ako...
Or hindi, sorry, I'm unsettled with kinaiingitan nila. Or may mga aspects about you na ina-admire din nila. Or ina-aspire for nila. Diba?
Like ako, kunwari, may ibang friend ako na sobrang modest nung lifestyle, na hindi masyadong lucrative yung work niya, may mga aspects doon na naiingit ako. Na parang, wow, ang peaceful ng buhay niya. Or yung parang, ang simple ng buhay niya, naiingit ako. May ganun rin ako eh.
Diba? So, we're just all trying to live our lives and trying our best.
Siguro rin, diba? Aside from that, we're all admiring each other secretly.
I think dapat yun yung attitude. Let's find a way to admire each other. Except si Marius Black. Yun. Diba? Joke. Yun. On that note, any final thoughts on this topic?
Any final thoughts? Ako? You've got 2 weeks, guys. Mag-drawing na kayo.
Hindi ka artist kundi ka nag-art every 2 weeks.
Hindi ako yun. Marius. Ano, open letter to Marius Black?
Hindi man yun makikinig na ito.
Sabagay. Hindi, wag. I hate open letter
ako
posts
din.
By the way. Cringy.
Cringy.
Parang wow, ikaw yung authority on this subject.
Or diretsuhin mo na lang.
Oo. Anyway.
Oo.
Ako ano lang, parang ang swerte mo kung meron kang oras gumawa ng art. Yun. Yun yung take away ko sa discussion natin. It's a privilege to make art.
In this kind
in
of
this,
world.
In this world. Ah.
So,
especially in the Philippines.
So, wag mong i-phrase yung being able to make art like an obligation or a duty or like a...
Oo. Sa dahil maraming kailangan magtrabaho ng super difficult jobs. Jobs you wouldn't like.
Oh, wala pa
jobs
tayo sa utopia para maka-art.
Jobs na pwede mong ikamatay.
Jobs na hindi sila masaya.
Exactly. Jobs na pwede lang ikamatay tapos ang baba, wala pang bayad.
Yes.
Versus yung art, nasa taas ka na ng konti sa pyramid nun eh.
Ng Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Nakakain ka na. May pambili ka ng brushes, ng paint.
May pambili ka ng laptop para maka-post ka sa putang inang Facebook
exactly.
mo.
So, parang, guys, ano, ingat-ingat lang muna sa ano, expressing your privilege, di ba? Yun.
Ako para sa kanya, ako ah, kung kaya mo mag-art, kaya mong mag-empathize sa iba.
And I'm sure yung mga trabaho nga, yung mga, ano sabi natin, mga basurero.
Na, or mahalaga sila, essential worker yun.
Oh, yun din. Yun na nga. Yung mga basurero na nagtatrabaho sa gabi tapos, yun na nga, pwede ikamatay yung trabaho. I'm sure kung bigyan mo sila ng mas maraming pera, nakapag-aral sila ng sa magandang school, one of them or a lot of them
mag-a-art.
Mag-a-art yun.
Uy, pero I dream of a world na yung sweldo mo as a basurero ay enough. Tapos you have enough time to also make art. Na pwede kang basurero and artist.
Yes.
Diba?
Hindi, I'm talking about the world now.
Hindi siya talaga pwede. Yun.
Yun lang, ikaw.
Before we end this, I want to share some lessons from Rick Rubin's book. Na for me, for aspiring creatives, I think helpful siya. Meron siyang parang some sort of stages daw. Since creativity is an act or a lifestyle or a behavior, meron daw stages ng creativity. So, ang ganda nung acronym niya. It's the reverse of nice. As in, spell mo yan nice. Pabaliktad.
N-I-C.
So, E-C-N-I.
E-C-I-N.
So, first stage daw, E, experimental stage. Yun daw yung when you are asking yourself all the what ifs. Like, what if, what if, what if, what if? Pero, hindi daw enough yung nag-what if ka lang kasi nag-imagine ka lang naman ngayon eh. One way to push your creativity is lagyan mo daw yung what if ng limit. Kunwari, what if sumulat ako ng rap na lahat ng start nung sentence ko ay letter E. Ganon. Or, what if mag-paint tayo pero ang gagamitin ko ng colors ay red at blue? Doon daw nag-start yung experimentation. Like, a what if plus a limit. Yan. Tapos, ang ganda rin sinabi niya na parang, for artists daw, rules are only scaffoldings na pwede mong tanggal-tanggalin as you go along. So, Marius, walang rules sa art. Okay. Huwag kang magulo. Yun. Tapos, yung next, yung C. Ito, clean slate state. When you're done imagining, mag-clean slate ka daw na tumakbo ka, matulog ka, kumain ka, do something else. I-reboot mo daw yung utak mo para yung matitira sa utak mo, yun yung ipapursue mo. Kasi it means it made sense. Tapos I is inspired state. Yun yung na-cover naman niya yung sinasabi ko na find all the inspirations you can. Find all the quote-unquote pegs. Wag lang isa. Like, get all the inspirations. Tapos, yung inisip mong experiment, yung what if, dalagdagan mo ng inspiration. Diba? Ang galing. Tapos, yung next, yung N, yung novel approach state. Yun yung execution. Sabi niya, when we execute, yung nangigigil na tayo, ganyan. When we feel that way or when we're going through a difficulty in executing, sabi niya, i-change mo daw yung behavior mo or i-change mo yung perspective mo or i-change mo yung environment. So, kunwari, na-overwhelm ka na as you're creating, i-lower mo daw yung stakes. Diba, kunwari, nagsusulat kang novel, o sige, in the next 2 weeks, one chapter lang yung susulat ko.
Mm-mm.
Hindi mo kailangan tapusin yung buong mo.
Tsaka actually, novel, diba? Dyan na ano eh, dyan ka nagkakaroon ng mental health issues eh. Kung yung stakes mo sa sarili mo sa mundo
grandiose,
at taas.
Diba? Oo.
Yung I have to be the next Ben Cab in the next 2 weeks. Parang what the hell?
Diba? Yun nga,
magkakasakit ka talaga.
Rookie thing nga, yung parang I wanna change the game. Teka lang, kailangan mo lang makashoot ng isa.
Baby steps, no?
Oo. I-lower mo daw yung stake. Tapos yung, or another one is change your environment. Kung, kunwari, nasusuka ka na dun sa desk mo or nakaka-cabin fever
ka na.
Libat ka
ng ibang kwarto.
Punta ka sa park. Punta ka sa coffee shop.
Sabi nga ni yung friend namin na film critic, si Richard Bulisay, nagsusulat siya ng stuff niya sa UP Chapel, di ba?
Di ba? Ganon, i-change mo. Kasi, yun nga, we cannot be too obsessed with ourselves and our art. Ayun! I hope that helps you. Ay, sorry.
I hope that motivates you.
Oh, no.
Cringe.
Cringe. On that note.
On that note.
Pam.
Oddball answering machine.
Okay. So, Podbals. This is our Pam from the episode Mama's Boy.
Mama's Boys. Last episode.
Yun. And
isa lang yung natin lang natin.
Oo. Pero isi-split namin ni Wincy yung pagbasa kasi
super haba.
Mahaba. Pero juicy.
Juicy. Diba? Oh.
What's the tea?
And insightful.
Oh, and insightful. Okay. Medyo mahaba-haba to, Podpal. So, brace yourselves. Actually, bago natin siyang Podpal. Ayun, sabi niya, I was in a relationship with a mama's boy during the pandemic and God, it was 10 times more difficult. The guy was older than I am and we met first time 3 months into the relationship given that his mom wouldn't allow him to commute para i-meet ako at least halfway. His mom required me to take RT-PCR test first para makasama ko yung anak niya, which my parents found offensive on my end kasi one-way street. Kumbaga, they, his family, wouldn't be taking the test kasi hindi naman daw sila lumalabas sa bahay nila dahil may mga boy at kasambahay naman sila to do grocery shopping for them. And ako, bilang stranger, I would have to take it since I could be a threat to his family's safety. Sabi ng stepdad ko sa akin, if his mom's concern was really safety, shouldn't the test go both ways since his family is aware that my mom was also immunocompromised during that time? Hindi naman daw sana to offensive, pero parang ang dating sa magulang ko, eh ang unfair kasi safety lang ng pamilya ng ex ko yung considered.
So ano no, this is a pandemic romance pala, no?
Well,
nagkakilala
sila. Romance. Oo. So sabi niya pa, along the way, there was also a small instance na napapansin ko na my ex-boyfriend was indeed a mama's boy. His mom is calling him baby or babes in front of me, which by the way, I find so weird. Whew.
Yung babes, no?
Tawagin ka daw ng mami mo, babes. Hindi ko kaya.
Yung anak, okay lang yun, anak.
Siguro pa palampasin ko pa yung baby. Pero, red, parang, don't know. If you're 40 and your mom calls you baby, it's kind of funny. Ayun, tapos parang sabi niya pa, also, mas pinahirap pa bilang his mom was a narcissist. Podpals, for this instance, sige, I'll believe you. Pero parang, I'm cautious na rin. Maybe she's narcissistic. Kaya parang kailangan mo ng diagnosis, di ba? Kung narcissist.
Not all difficult people are narcissists.
I mean, I'm just being technical. Yun. Pinipili ko na lang, I shrug off because I always thought na magbabago pa siya through time and he will eventually come around. But maniwala tayo besties. Ang ganda pagkasulat ng vod pa natin eh. It will never happen unless yung mama's boy partners niyo na mismo ang magkaroon ng epiphany na his partner should not come second after his mom. Meron pang time na I complimented his haircut and his beard. Tapos sabi niya sa akin na he wouldn't be able to keep it kasi his mom asked him to shave and cut his hair. In some instances din, pinagpalit siya ng mom niya ng outfit. Nung una, I was like, cool, fashionista mom niya. Pero nung nalaman ko na big fuss yung haircut niya and outfit niya sa mom niya, I was like, ding, 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 girl. What
ding,
was...
Ding, ding.
Meron talaga. Ang ganda talaga. Nakakatawa. Anyway, balikan. Ding, 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 girl. What was that drama all about? Nung una, inisip ko lang din na baka dahil bunso siya ng family, kaya his mom was so protective of him. But seeing his older brother na married na with kids, note, nakatira sila sa family niya sa same house with my ex's mom. Is ganun din yung case, which I found pretty alarming.
So wait, so yung asawa nung panganay?
Nakatira lahat. Sa mami nila.
Ang hirap nun ha?
Maybe the asawa. Ay, ang konyo. Maybe the wife.
Maybe the asawa?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe yung asawa. Baka yung asawa.
Nadadala kasi ako sa ano, pag-recite. Anyway. Hindi, pero...
Hindi, baka yung asawa naman, subservient din dun sa nanay.
Oo, pwede. Diba? And ang nangyayari sa family nila is since the dad passed away, the mom became a matriarch. Well off din yung family, as in sobra. Kaya parang ang nangyayari, basta sumunod na lang sila lahat sa mom, kaya niyang pag-aralin yung mga apo, i-provide lahat ng luho and everything. I mean, there are two sides of the coin here. And that is for another chika, lol. O magpam ka ulit. Anyway, i-share mo ulit yung ano, other chika, di ba? Yun yung next episode. Or maybe we'll make an episode about this.
Mini-episode na itong
pang mini-episode na to. Hindi pa nga tapos. Sabi namin half ako, di ba? So my other half pa si Wincy. Anyway. Pero ang exciting kasi. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, parang kiniclip off yung nung mom, yung wings ng mga anak niya. Because she thinks everyone would be safe under her care. And no one's decision is best for her kids but hers. Kaya better na sumunod na lang sila. He also told me that our relationship should have been better and easier if sumunod na lang kami sa gusto ng mom niya na hindi ko na din kinaya eventually. Bilang ito sa concern of mine, I brought this up to my ex-boyfriend. Nasabi ko, gusto ko maging independent from my parents so I could live the life that I desire nang walang ibang piniplease and need pakisamahan. Not that I'm mocking those na by choice and due to circumstances need tumira with their parents. Pero for me, it just feels nice to have a space of your own, on your own pala. Lalo na kung afford mo naman. Na-mention ko din na it seems like nagsistruggle yung sister-in-law niya because palaging yung mom nila yung nagde-decide for their kids. Like kung saan sila mag-aaral, anong dapat suotin, etc. Pero ang dami niyang nalaman, no? Gano kaya sila katagal?
Baka close sila nung ano, sister-in-law.
I don't know. Pero ang dami niyang nasagap for like a girlfriend. Di ba parang usually these kinds of nuances?
Eh baka tumatambay siya dun sa bahay madalas.
Baka, pero for me, these kinds of nuances, alam mo to pag parang matagal-tagal na kayo. Anyway, I also mentioned na if we were to have kids someday, grabe, napunta na sila doon. So I guess seryoso sila. Now, we were to have kids someday, gusto ko sana the kids would be able to speak both Filipino and English. Pero he replied na okay lang naman sa akin as long as Momsi is not around. Momsi?
Wait, medyo nag-cringe ako dun sa Momsi.
Momsi!
Mas gusto ko pa yung Momshi.
Oh, Momshi, Momsh. Pero nakakatawa yung ano, sige nga, tawagin mo yung mami mo, Momshi.
Oh. No!
I challenge you.
Momshi?
Tawagin mo yung mami mo, Momshi.
Maasar sa akin yan, yung mami ko.
When Momsi is not...
Maski yung mother, di ba, ayaw niya.
Mami,
tinatawag ng kapatid ko dati yung mom ko na mother.
Ayaw ng mami. Mami na lang. I challenge you. Tawagin mo yung mami mo, Momshi.
Momshi?
Uh-uh. And I was like, dude, hindi ba pag anak natin tayo yung magde-decide? I remember we also had a false alarm pregnancy. Okay, go your turn.
Grabe.
Mahababa pa to, padpals.
Ang dami nilang ano? Ang dami nangyari sa buhay nila.
I love this spam.
Ako nga eh.
Next time, padpals, dapat ganito.
Dapat ganito. Nobela, no? Mini okay. Episode.
Ano to? Ano to? Ito na yung standard. She set the standard.
Oo.
Okay.
Habaan nyo yung ano nyo, pam nyo.
Oo.
I was so scared during the time. Tapos, I remember my ex and I were discussing it na paano nga kung meron, what would we do? He told me na kung okay lang, i-go through ko siya mag-isa, like the checkup and everything. Kasi his mom wouldn't allow him to go out para samahan ako dahil pandemic. Pero sa support niya naman daw ako financially, na di ko alam paano niya gagawin kasi wala naman siyang work. So most likely, his mom would finance that as well. So parang palamunin, in the words of ano?
Rendon Labrador.
Rendon. Palamunin, no?
I guess.
I find it odd na since nung nawala yung dad nila.
Pero wait.
Wait, pag, namatay yung dad?
Oo. Pero pag middle class to, you know, poor, palamunin. Pero pag mayaman.
Hikikomori.
Ang tawag doon, trust fund.
Trust fund kid.
Anyway.
Or vice president of the company. Anyway. I find it odd na since nung nawala yung dad nila. So ano nga, widow yung mom. Para nag-rely yung mom ng emotional needs niya sa dalawa niyang anak na lalaki.
Favorite niya
rin i-guilt trip silang dalawa pag di siya involved sa decision making. For example, i-date ng kuya niya yung wife, magtatampo yung mom na kesyo bakit siya. Di binibigyan ng flowers, di dinidate.
Oh my God!
Ganern. Lol, very disturbing.
Girl, ang dire mong nalaman. Nasagap.
Oo. Grabe to. Ang feisty ng girl na to.
I love her.
Anyway, ang dami ko pang chika. Wow! Wow! Pero ang haba na. She at least
she is self-aware.
Yeah. Oh. We ended up breaking up. Good. Dahil sa reason na hirap na hirap kami pareha sa situation. He would never choose me over his mom. To be honest, di naman need umabot sa point na need mamili. But his mom made sure that I know na she will really make it complicated and a living hell for the both of us in so many ways. She could. Bilang siya nga ang the best for her son. Oo.
Yeah, it's kind of, ano, no? Parang ano ba yun? Electra complex? Ay, mali. Oedipus pala.
Tama, Oedipus.
Oedipus complex.
He would also not choose me over comfort and financial security that comes with him just following what his mom wants. May kapalit kasi. Comfortable life siya with the...
And ano, I guess he enjoys it.
Oh. Hello. Hindi ka na mag-PlayStation ka lang buong araw.
And solution dyan, girl, that mas mayaman ka sa nanay niya.
Mahirap naman yan in this climate. The boomers will never, ano...
Pero red flag yun
na. Give up their money.
Good job. You dodged the bullet. Kasi parang, I guess, gusto niya maging, ano, house bond.
Oo. Pero, ang nakakuha ko sa tale na to, sa kwentong to.
Tale as old as time. Ano?
Hindi, grabe yung financial power ng boomers, no?
Oh, naman. Well, we don't know if boomer yung mom. Mali mo, ex-sir.
Or whatever.
Mm. Na mas matanda sa atin.
Tanda sa atin. My takeaway in this is... I think the problem goes both ways.
Oh.
There are two sides of the coin. And yes, huge part ang role na ginampanan ng mom kung bakit naging ganito ang situation. Specifically, ng family dynamics sila. Which nabanggit mo dun sa episode.
Yes.
But at the same time, part of me realized na bilang my boyfriend and his brother are already adults, na able naman at walang karamdaman para hindi magtrabaho to earn their own money, bakit kaya they choose to live with their mom despite na nagsastruggle na yung partners nila sa living conditions at home? True. Or, ba't hindi sila bigyan ng kondo ng mommy nila?
Ibig sabihin, hindi sobrang yaman, no? Kasi kung sobrang yaman mo, kaya mo naman yun.
Oo.
Bigyan ng space.
Does that mean na being a bum was a conscious choice after all? At nagiging smokescreen na lang yung narcissist mom na somehow in-encourage yung mga anak niya to live this lifestyle bukod sa afford naman nila and she has emotional needs that has to be fulfilled? Ako mas yun. Ayaw mag-isa nung wak. Kasi nabalo siya eh.
Pwede mo yung dalawin eh.
Oo, or yung townhouse na malapit sa kanila, di ba?
Or like, kunwari, nasa isa silang laking mansion. Ibenta nila yon, bumili sila ng
tatlong
units sa condo.
Magkakatabi.
Like, magkakatabi. I don't know.
Not a problem. Narcissist nga yung mom.
Mm. Bigyan mo sila min. Joke.
Gusto niya may bahay siya.
Okay.
I don't know, guys. I guess I'm just happy na I am out of this situation now. O yun. Iniwan niya talaga. Di ko na siya need. Hindi pa tapos. Salamat, Podpal. I love this, Podpal. Whoever she is. Di ko na siya need pang problemahin. At the same time, I would not have to blow off glitters someone's ass. Ngayon ko lang narinig yung metaphor na yun.
Cool.
Blow off glitter someone's ass.
Okay.
Again, just to be accepted. Ito, message niya to the ladies. Ladies, we cannot force someone to choose us and wear the big boy pants if they aren't ready. May angst tong babaeng to.
Ang saya. Ang dami niyang sinabi. I love
di her. Di natin job yun. Ang masasabi ko lang is the first few times that these red flags pop up, all caps, all caps to. Run for your life.
I love this.
Thank you, Podpal. Whoever you are.
Well, actually, if you're a member of the group, you'll see who she is.
Yun. Pero ang feisty niya, nakakaliw yung storytelling niya.
And even the way she writes, it's so funny. So, Podpals, dapat yung next yung comment ganito.
Oo.
Yun.
Favorite namin to.
This is one of the best palms.
Exactly.
So, anyway, on that note.
Ang haba na.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel. Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And Podmachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TALABABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.